Channel One over in the beginning of the visit with Cookie at lunch this Thursday, the Saturday, the 10th of July, 71. Channel One over in the beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday at lunch, the 10th of July, 71. Channel One over, Channel One over, beginning of the visit with Cookie this Saturday, the 10th of July, 71.
Next 3 weeks.
Clean up.
He got his hair cut, cut his sideburns off.
And the hay had been laying there for 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Long weeks have been laying there. Rained on, snow, and all bleached out, and brickle, and half rotten.
And just discouraging to look at it.
It was, it absolutely was. Clover, Timothy, and alfalfa.
Yeah.
Top quality hay.
Yes. Make your mouth water.
You got one that fixed up here with a log roller.
That's not your brother Scott's cattle.
Mm-mm. No, that's my younger brother that was down here.
Yeah.
Well, he came back this past week and went on to Bradenton and pulled out from my house this morning at 9:30. See, his wife has an aunt in Bradenton. And they went down and got a load of her antique furniture. Took back to West Virginia. She wrote and told, or called them and told them to come and get it. Well, they left up there Monday.
Was there hay on the ground?
Yeah, okay. Got a bit more interest in helping Daddy than you had, and you never saw my dad.
Just not interested.
Just not interested.
Now, he never had taken any interest in those things, I think. Mm-mm.
He's the one that told Daddy he wouldn't have them horses down there if he was to give them to him.
This bad here?
Yeah. But yet last night he had to come down here and see them big horses. I brought him down here last night.
Yeah.
He had to come down and see them big horses.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, gosh, what are you feeding? The fattest round he ever was in his life.
that's just paradise up there, where your dad lives.
And if they ain't awful careful, God, my eyes, I'm going to end up at that place. Because I'm the only one that does anything for my daddy.
Yeah.
And if they ain't awful careful, we're going to end up with Helen's dad's place. Because we're the only one that has any interest in that. In
well, they invested in the division of it. Yeah, I'm always into that and that, because it...
Well? It's not that I'm working for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
but if you was up there... You know that old system is... Been in operation up there a long time, you know. Friday night, traffic all flows south. Sunday night, it all flows north.
That's right.
They got to go up to Akron to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah, just like my sister and her husband. They had him a $38,000 home built in... Wadsworth, Ohio. To think of it, $38,000.
Yeah.
Well, they're just about to lose it.
What, getting short?
Yeah. His overtime, when he bid off his monthly payments, he was getting all the overtime he wanted.
Yeah.
He don't get a bit of overtime now.
No. Yeah.
Well, they're paying, it's $460 a month.
For 20 years.
30 years.
You know, that sort of thing, it really keeps a man with his back to the wall, don't it?
There's no way for him to pay for it. There is no way.
That's pretty high rent. Now, can they get something, huh?
And when they, both of them, when they was brought up, they was brought up just like I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I woke up in the Monday morning and the snow broke through the cracks on the gentle end house on my bed.
Yeah. That's the best kind to be brought up in.
That's right. But if they got above their raising, guy.
Yeah. That's what happens all along.
Like little house that I've got up there on Hawthorne now. They would hoot at me if they knew that I lived in a place like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm comfortable.
Oh, there's nobody as dictatorial as people that raised on nothing and then get good wages.
Well, she's having to go back to work now.
And nobody has...
That's more money than I make. Come on. It's all electric.
Yeah.
They heat with electric. In the wintertime, their light bill is over $100 a month.
And that's the reason the electric companies have got to flood them little valleys.
That's right.
All them beautiful little valleys up there in the hills where they flood. They keep on doing it.
That's right.
Thank you. remember old JJ come out here, because he's not high tone. No, he ain't gonna mess around with any of this stuff we were doing. Remember that?
That's right.
We were working on the old something out there and just cussing, just like this thing this morning. And he said, "Now, just what is your object in that? In other words, why don't you go out there and fish?"
Yeah, or go camping,
or ride your bicycle. Well, somewhere along the line, I got to the point where I'd rather mess with some old something than go camping.
I would too. Well, that's all my brother thinks about. That's because my dad get hurt. That's all he thinks about is camping. Fishing.
But it done good, Frank. It done Frank good, stay up there.
It's done doing good. It really is. And he's content. He's well satisfied.
You don't mean it.
He is.
Get out of that. Y'all close to the school over there, but I'm damned if I'd want to be close to the school.
I don't
want to. With
what
you all put up with.
You know, God, I'd just give anything if I could be out in the woods like this right here.
Yeah.
I'd just give anything. I'd sell my place.
If you could go down and board them with the niggers, you'd be better off, from what I gather.
I would. I would. Well, since this all came up again with Lotto, we're ready to sell, guy. We're ready to get out of there.
You mean the same thing?
She had a relapse on this last year. Remember when she got the year ago?
Yeah.
All right, it was LSD.
Right.
And it came back on her again. The same dope. You never get it out of your system.
Oh, the same old dope.
The same old dope. It set her wild again. She didn't get no more. No.
That's the way it does?
Mm-hmm. She was wild when I come in Monday night. Monday evening. She was wild. That's why I've not been down here. I've been staying right there at home with her. She's about to drive heaven crazy.
She could have got on the telephone.
I didn't think about it. I'm telling you the truth. I was crazy myself.
Yeah.
See, I drove 950 miles without stopping, hardly, just stopped to get gas.
Helen telephoned you?
Yeah.
When was it?
Sunday evening.
Could you be here?
Before 5:30. Tomorrow evening. Yeah, I said, yes, I'll leave right now. I told Frank and Harry Ann, I said, Frank, you and Harry Ann going to get my car fixed up. My clothes packed up and my trailer hooked on because I'm going home. Frank said, now just wait a minute, Dad. He said, what's the matter? I said, well, Laura's done it again. I just take it for what it's worth and go get my car hooked up. He just turned as orderly as any kid you ever saw. And in less than 10 minutes, he came back. Daddy, your car's ready to go. I checked the oil and the water.
Well, now, something like that will straighten them up. Keep them straight.
And just pull them up.
Mm-hmm. Good
enough. You know, now, Laura, today, this morning, she just a jolly. We went to Gainesville and I bought a new washing machine. And they didn't have it ready. I got didn't have to put the all the things put on it. She said, "Daddy, come back and pick it up later." She said, "I want to go home and get some things done." Well, she's ambitious. I said, "Okay, I'll go."
Let her call the place.
I let her call her. I just let her call the place. She went home. She started cleaning up the house and everything. And I got ready to. I told her, I said, "Well, I'm going to go down to the farm a while. Help Guy." And she came out to the truck. She said, "Now, Daddy, I'm going to stay right here. If you need me, I'll be right here. I'm not going nowhere."
Yeah.
She realized what it's doing for her.
Yeah.
And now it's something that she can't control. It's just, she just can't control it. I mean, whenever it hits her brain, well, it just throws her off.
Yeah.
And she don't know what she's doing. She don't realize it. And I don't know what to do, Guy. I only just bear with it.
So somebody got to be there.
Somebody has got to be there. Now, she may not have another episode like this for three years, something like that. You can't ever tell. But her blood count got down. The hemoglobin got down to 6.
Okay.
6. Her blood pressure was 70 over 80. And her pulse was 130.
Good Lord.
So you know that they were something else working besides Laura herself.
Yeah. Well, now, she didn't know to expect all that.
Dr. Wells, lots of dinner. Told her, said, "Laura, you can't be yourself." And he took another sample of blood out of her arm. And he went in and run some kind of a test on it. And he told her, he said, "Laura, you're not yourself." He sent her home. I don't know whether she's got a job left or not. I don't make any difference.
I don't know why whiskey. They used to get by with liquor, took it.
Yeah.
Man could just about drink himself to death. And it wouldn't do him any harm.
That's right. Well, them dukes over there at the university where I work say that there's marijuana and all that kind of stuff, but there's no harm in it.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel good.
Yeah. You see, they don't know nothing about nothing.
Right.
They can't possibly get anything straight.
You cannot tell one of them fellas to do something, and you can go show him how, lay it out on a silver platter to him, and God knows he can't do it. He cannot do it.
He can't do it?
Well, what in the world is this world going to come to? How is the future going to prosper with things like that facing the government?
Yeah. Well, that's what's happened on this Vietnam thing. I mean, before all this business about the drugs came out, I mean, you had that's what softened up everything over there.
Yeah.
Nobody minded going to the army when you went.
Mm-mm.
liquor. I'm telling you, I look back at the days of hard liquor now. It was
well, it's just like Frank. I took him up there, and he wasn't a dad's 2 hours guy till he was on that tractor and the hay rake. He found out what Grandpa wanted done.
Is that right?
He was on that tractor and hay rake. He raked that old stuff, and he didn't stop. He unhooked from that hay rake and come on, and hooked on the baler, and he went and baled it.
Somebody said.
And I didn't know he could run a hay baler.
Right.
And you didn't either, did you?
No.
You'd have been afraid to put him on this tractor out here with the baler.
I wouldn't have been, but you would.
He put it, he got right on that thing and put that old tractor in second gear. And you talking about spitting out the hay? Now he bailed it.
Yeah.
Yes, my fella.
He had been indoctrinated with keeping that thing going.
He had worked with Guy Duggar.
Yeah.
Enough till he'd watched him till he can learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm. He got it in his system.
He got it in his system, and you ain't had. Just like mechanic work. He watched me so he can fall right in with me, and step by step we can do it.
Yeah. If he could spend half a year up there learning that while your daddy's still there in good shape, and half a year down here working with you, and just let them damn schools go.
That is right. They don't learn nothing in school. You know that. They ain't learning nothing in school.
Look what he learned. Look up there what he got to learn. Nobody there to breathe down his neck.
That's right. And Dad will just turn him loose and say, now just help yourself.
Yes, sir. And Frank won't go ahead. He'll check with you.
If something don't operate right, he's going to find out about it.
Yes, he's learned that. You come in and talk it over with him. But look what he could learn from your daddy. Look what he could learn. And it's shameful. Ain't it shameful?
It is.
And Harry Dan, she can learn.
She's up with her Grandma Kogel right now and Grandpa.
Yeah.
See, I took her up there and left her.
Oh, that's where they ought to be. That age, Harry Dan, as much she can learn.
Yeah. While she's there, her grandma is invalid. She can't get around. And Grandpa can go off now and be away from home, get away from it for a while, and leave the responsibility on Harry Dan to take care of Grandma. Well, they think it's an honor to take care of Grandma.
Oh, and they tell you in the schools to let the children play.
Right.
I say, let them take hold.
Give them responsibility.
Give them responsibility. Much they'll take. I never did learn much history, did you? I just sort of read the general books. But back in the old days, they didn't live long. And all these big shots, Henry the Fourth and all them, you see, they're dead before your age. They're out there leading an army at Frank's age.
Yes, sir. That's right. They use their head for something besides to hold their ears apart.
And playing.
Right.
Playing. They want them to be free play, or whatever they call it. Oh, that's something. I can't tell anybody what to do, but if I had somebody like that, as big as Harry Dan is and Frank, I'd hate them. Even come back and pull that little two-foot school up there.
Well, we may leave Harry Dan up where to go to school this morning.
I don't know.
The schools can't be any worse than what we've got here.
Well, I don't think you could possibly get anything as bad as you get in Florida.
No.
Everything you get is multiplied down here. You got a lot of nice people, but you got a lot of scullery too. Oh, that I just walked through that yesterday, and it was just beautiful over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as thick as it would have been if it rained, but it's a lot thicker than it was. And it's just right now, so we get it.
Well, even if we do get a rain on it, cut it this afternoon, even if we do get a rain on it, then can get it dry, it'll still be better than... Well, I don't think we'll get a rain this evening.
Well, don't look like it now. It looks like it started clearing off.
Mm-hmm.
See, this sky is clear, Cookie. It's been blue and broken sky, but it's been hazy.
Uh-huh.
Now this is perfectly clear.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a fair weather so far. Looks like it. Of course, it may come a downpour.
Well, that's the chance you got to take.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard on Helen.
Yes, it is. It was hard on her. But you see, I didn't. If I'd known, I wouldn't have left. I wouldn't have went away for nothing in the world.
Well, now, what was your schedule? See, you was up there Monday, and you ate, and they said, could you get back? When was you coming back?
Well, I wasn't coming back until Monday. I wasn't going to leave until Monday, see.
Yeah. Well, when did you leave?
I left Sunday.
Oh, you left Sunday?
Yeah. See, I got there Saturday and left Sunday.
Yeah.
I didn't have time. I slept 6 hours.
And you didn't get there till Saturday.
Didn't get there till Saturday.
Well, when did they work on you?
Friday.
Same schedule?
Same thing.
1 o'clock in the morning?
No, 3:30 in the morning.
3:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
And took the impression?
Took the impression. And I got my teeth at 5:20 Friday evening.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Right, either. Yeah. So then you didn't have anything wrong with you.
No.
You just lit out.
I just cut out, yeah. But you see, up in the mountains, I couldn't drive too fast with the horse behind me. See, I took that of your horse.
Oh, to take the place of the other one?
Yeah. Took my little Palomino. That little Tennessee Walker,
we hadn't seen.
Yeah, that I traded for. He wanted her. I took it to him. That's something that none of the rest of them would have done.
Yeah.
Because that horse hurt Daddy, see. They didn't want him to have one to start with. After he let me have these horses, they didn't want him to have no more horses.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to have a horse as long as he lives. That's right. He was born and raised, you might say, on one, and he won't have one.
You know, old man Guthrie. She has a picture of him, you know. She enlarged. It was just a snapshot. He looked to be on Middle East, sitting on a white horse. Just happened. Just like he belonged there. And you see, he had that back trouble or something. I forget. I've heard him say. And after that, he couldn't ride a horse.
Hmm.
And that's what got him, you see. He's been on a horse and gone through them woods, and everything he done is on a horse. Worked the cattle, walked the fences, gone over there to old man Sam Turner, and they'd walk the fences, riding. He had a Ford, or he had a car, you know, from back to Pirelli. But that horse.
Well, no, that's worth that. He's got a 69 International pickup, practically new, only 19,000 miles on, and good shape. But he wants a horse. He wants one that can ride. He said, I want one I can ride to Sunday school. He goes to Sunday school every morning,
yeah.
Every Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, does he?
Yes, sir. Yes, my fellow. He goes to church every Sunday morning.
Sunday school and church.
That's right. Then if he's got something that has to be done Sunday evening, he'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
But he ain't going to do it Sunday morning. Now he's going to go to Sunday school and church. And he wants a horse that if the roads are bad up there, that he can get on that horse and ride to Sunday school and church.
Now you see, if it like it was, he'd see his neighbors there.
Yeah.
And he don't need to go visiting and drink Coke and have cocktails. He'd see them there.
That's right. He gets all, he gets 90% of his information out at that church.
Yeah. Now when he goes to Cookie, when he goes, he don't just sit there and look at people. You might say he's working all the time he's there.
That's right. That's right.
There's things he wants to know.
That's right. He wants to find out how, what Walter Gandy's doing. I mean, how he's getting along with his farming on the other side of the hill, and he keeps up with the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he'll go help the neighbors. But the neighbors won't come and help him. They ain't got time.
No. When I see up there, you might say a man living all out there by himself, but he's not.
No.
You see, he knows what the hay's like over there at Walter Gander's and the
That's
other
right.
places. And he don't have to just rely on his own judgment all the time, you see.
You know, if you ever get an opportunity, if we ever get an opportunity together, I want to take you up there and show you my dad's place. Now,
yeah.
It is something to look at.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
And he made me, he asked me if I'd do one thing. I said, Daddy, if you want it that way, I'll do it. It's going to put me in a bind. I mean, it's going to throw a little hardship on me. But I'm going to do it. I want the best bull calf you got. The best one. I'm going to take it to my dad for a bull.
Oh, Lord. This thing out here, he's as handsome as a creature, and he's got personality.
I want one to take to my dad.
And I've seen them before. They make good bulls. Yes.
Well, now.
It's just one of them.
Guy, this. Pappy was quiet. Anybody could tell him. Even little kids of mine was all around him. He didn't give nobody no trouble. And your cows don't give nobody no trouble. And I told that. He said, well, Leo, I want me a bull from that herd.
Let God come over here and see him here. Maxie, you see. Last thing Maxie needs is another ball. Well,
But he sure, I'd love to see Maxie feed him out. I want you to go over there sometime. We'll go over there sometime. The time will come, and we'll get him to take us on the tour. He does that.
Yeah.
He's got enough land there. He can take you on a tour from one pasture to another and keep you going half a day if you're interested in what
yeah.
you see. And his wife said that nothing pleases him more than doing that, showing people around and talking about cows. And she said one thing that hurt him was he showed people things like that, and he knew they didn't care anything about a cow. Now, how about that?
Well, Dad, he went and bought him a Charolais bull. And that's the meanest thing.
Yeah.
He'll butt you. He'll kick you. He'll jump the fence. He'll jump over the moon.
Yeah.
He can't keep him nowhere. He's going to sell it. And he told me, he said, well, when he gets his cows all bred back, he says, now I want me a yearling bull next year for my heifer. He got some fine looking heifers, guys.
Fine looking heifers.
They're great, but now they're good looking.
That's all you want. Yeah.
This horny one, this horny 2-year old heifer you got down here.
Yeah.
Now she's a good looking heifer. Daddy's got some that will just tear her all to pieces.
She's a cull.
Yeah. Daddy's got some grade that'll just tear her all to pieces.
Well, she's a cull. I mean, you can't go by her.
No. Well, of course, Daddy's is not as good as your other heifers that's down here.
Well, I don't know why they wouldn't be.
They're not as big. They're as good as... they're good frame. Good quality, but they're just not as big.
Well, I mean, they're not as growthy?
Not as growthy, no. Of course, now they're not quite as old as them.
Well, they got more milk in them, maybe.
Yes, they've got some milk stock in them, yeah.
Well, you see, you that'll come out on the calves.
Yeah. But now they're good. You got 17 head.
17 heifers? Well, that's a nice little herd.
Yes, it is. That hill pasture, you know, I mean, when you come inside the dad's property, you can see those big hickory trees sitting out in the middle of the pasture, you know. It's nice and green all around them, that bluegrass and less daisy and all that kind of pasture grass we got sowed out there. They're doing good.
That old hickory tree.
Yeah. Black walnut.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I feel at home. These big old oaks, you know, they scare me. They grow so old and you can't manage them. They're not good for anything. Can't make posts of them or timber.
No, they're too naughty to make it do anything with.
They just run you out, drive you out of house and home.
But if we ever get an opportunity, I want to take you up there.
Well, sir, there's some people up in there that I sure would love to see. Sometimes I feel shabby just sitting here and not going up there and seeing some of them. I mean, there's some of the finest people I am. Old Bill and Prudy Gary down there in northeastern Texas.
Well, I see we could either go that way or come back that way.
Yeah. They live right on 60.
Yeah.
Right on 60.
And Heck, we could just take a week and go up in there. It wouldn't cost us much.
No.
Just me and you.
No.
And we could go in, but Dad's up there, and it'd just tickle Dad and Mama to death. No, I ain't joking you. It would just tickle them to death.
You know what you do. You don't need to do anything. But if you had a little, if you had one of these little campers, just these little ones.
Yeah.
To pull along with you and set it down there, you see, you'd have your own headquarters. And you could go to bed when you wanted to and get up when you wanted to. You wouldn't bother them at all. And just go over and visit with them whenever they're going to visit.
See, Dad's got that big 9-room house, it's a 2-story house.
Yeah. Is it a big house?
Yeah.
I saw a house yesterday. It's an old 2-story house, but it was small. You've seen those, haven't you?
Yeah.
Some of the old 2-story houses, I tell you, I don't know why they built them so small.
I don't either.
2-story. Well, that's all they wanted, I guess.
But you know, and Dad's got 2 big barns. To me, that's just it.
Well, we just about wrecked the place.
Just about wrecked it, Faye. We just about tore it up.
While the sun's shining, I better go out there and go around.
You better go mow. You better mow. Mm.
That was very delicious, and that's the first time I've been able to eat ham for 6 months.
Well, I'm proud of you too. I know you are too.
But it takes me a long time to eat. No, I can chew it. It just takes me just as long to eat the other as it does that. Clean it. I'll just get them.
You just gotta get used to them. But they do fit.
They fit. Yeah. I can sleep with them even.
That's
without losing them in the bed.
Really?
Well, that's going to be a relief, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Not have to take these in your pocket.
I won't have to wear these out in my pocket.
Get some more over there. That's just for you, though. I thought I'd get this little bit.
Oh, see, Mama, she just fell in love with this place down here.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, Mama, you and Daddy, come on. I'll spend a little money on that trailer. Come on down. I'll put you over there and let you fellas and Guy just farm up the storm.
He got too much to leave up there, doesn't he? Just too much to leave up there.
And he said, well, that's what he said. He said, no, I said, I can't do it. He said, I've got too much here.
Yeah. Well, he'd be thinking about that all the time.
Be lost. He'd be lost.
Now, you see, he'd like a week down here. Every now and then. He'd enjoy a week. You know, if he had some of his practice. Spell him up there.
But I'm serious, if we ever get an opportunity. Both at the same time.
Really see the country.
and just not be in no hurry.
You know, that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. Well, you've got just what you might call just a little leeway. You're not, that schedule don't push you.
That's right. Well, see, I was pushed on this last weekend. I was pushed. I drove when I shouldn't have been driving.
Yeah.
Because I was sleepy.
Yeah.
I got 6 hours sleep from Thursday night. Until Sunday night.
Where did you get hardened to get along without sleeping? When you was trucking?
Yeah, when I was trucking.
That'll do it, won't it?
Yes, sir. You can just go and keep going.
In the old days. Now, how it is now, I don't know.
Well, they've got to stay things now. I mean, you're not allowed to truck over 8 hours. You have got to stop 8 hours.
Well, they used to have a law, you see. I think the union does it.
That's right. The union does it now.
Yeah. You get paid for 8 hours.
That's right. And they know just about how far you can push in 8 hours.
And they count your coffee breaks.
And they can get that. Well, 90% of these big trucking firms that I have got these time clocks in their trucks. Well,
you punch it?
No, it runs on the meter. It runs on the meter.
Yeah.
It gives your mileage.
And that time.
And the time. And everything. So there's not hardly any way that you can get around. When you drive 8 hours, you're going to have to stop.
And when you stop for coffee, it shows up?
It tells right there.
And how long you stay?
That's right. How long that truck's not rolling, even though you do leave it running.
It's not running, it does it.
It's not the running, it does it. It's the rolling time. Because it's hooked through the speedometer.
Yeah.
There ain't no way you can unhook it.
So you can't just speed up and then stop for coffee.
That's right. No, you just got, it's going to tell on you.
Well, you know, it's going to take something mechanical, because you can't trust these damn truckers. You know that.
No, sir. I know. I used to be one.
And furthermore, they're going to highball it whenever they get a chance.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what they do to it to make it sound so loud. But I hear these things from way down the road.
And you can hear them way up the road yonder, too, can't you?
Yes, sir.
Just a bellowing.
Just a bellowing. I don't know what they do to it.
I know I was coming through Marietta, Ohio one night about 2 o'clock in the morning. Just a bellowing. Wide awake. I was moving on.
Yeah.
I didn't move very far, though. No, the man got me. I went through that little old town, doing 65 miles an hour, all the way through, because the blinker lights was on flashing, you know, and I just cut the trail.
Yeah.
I got out of the city limits, and here the man was waiting on me. And it cost me $150 now.
Yeah, I didn't learn your lesson.
No. No. I went through the next town the same way, which was Zanesville. They didn't catch me. I took some awful chances in my town. Awful.
You got to be fairly liberal, lenient when it comes to your children now, Cookie, knowing what a rascal you've been.
No, but the thing of it is, I didn't depend on my dad to supply me with an automobile just to get to tear it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I paid for mine.
Yeah. Yeah. It was your nose they rubbed in it.
That's right. It was my nose. It wasn't daddy's nose.
Yeah.
Of course, now I'm gonna take up for Laura both accidents that she's had have not been her fault.
Oh, was she having one of those spells?
Yeah. It's a thousand wonders that they didn't catch it on. It's a thousand.
Oh, I forgot that.
Did you just get the right front center on her Cadillac to get down against the car?
Is that all?
Well, to push the whole front end over. Well, it takes $180 to straighten the body up, get the line back up in a straight line. The body is kind of curved, the front end of it.
Well, that ain't nothing.
No.
These days.
Bust the bear condition convention. But I let her have my car. I let her drive my Cadillac. She's driving it right now.
And you're in the truck.
I'm in an old junk truck.
Yeah, an old junk truck. Yeah.
But I'm gonna push the fender out on her car. I'm gonna drive it and I'm gonna see what else happens to it. I'm going to drive to work this next week.
Yeah. Okay. I better go over there and get that, thing going.
This is Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over on the big machine. The end of visit with Cookie this Saturday at lunch, the 10th of July, 1971. Channel 1 over around 810 on the big machine, and the end of the visit with Cookie at lunch this Saturday, the 10th of July, 1971. Channel 1 over on the Cookie reel, and the end of the visit with Cookie this Thursday for Saturday at lunch, 10th of July, 1971.